1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
There seems to be a propensity on the part of actresses. Some actresses, let's say, like Liza Minnelli, Meg Ryan, Bo Derek, they're going out with younger men. And people have been talking about this trend, which seems to be more public. Older women with younger men. Chris Norton has a escort service called Croubaton Romantic Escort Services. It's based in the South Bay, and he joins us. And the reason why we wanted to talk to you, Mr. Norton, is because your escort service specializes in young men basically escorting older women, correct?
Yes, sir. That's primarily what it is, Mr. Henry. We understand older women. We know that the older woman is... wants class, she wants romance, she's not interested, the older a woman gets, obviously, she's not as interested in sex, because they had a lot of it when they were younger, and whatever it was, and what an older woman wants is romance.
So older women are not interested in sex?
No, not really. I mean, I think it comes with the fact that the older a woman gets, the less interested in sex she is, and the more interested in romance. And she wants respect, and she wants to be treated like a lady. And what we found, women, so our escort service specializes in women from their late 30s on up to their older 40s older 40s and early 50s.
So what if I'm not saying that you guys would be giving these women sex.
No, I mean, even if it was all right for us to do it, no older women really are interested in that. What they want is a young man to escort them out for the night, take them to dinner or escort them to dinner. And then what we throw in is what we call the dance. It's the closing moment of the date. And it's something that's kind of special. And Croubaton Escort, Romantic Escort, we escort women, older women, to functions, but we also, yes, provide romance.
Aren't you guys, would you call you guys gigolos?
No, because there's no sex.
Older women are always, you know, it's funny you say there's no sex, because older women are not interested in sex.
No, they say that they're interested in sex to keep up with their husbands, but generally, Mr. Henry, please take it from me, because I understand. I mean, I've been with, I mean, we're a lot of women, because we this is our business, but by the time a woman hits 40, she's pretty much dried up. I mean, what we provide a romantic atmosphere.
By the time a woman hits 40... she's dried up.
Yes, sir.
She's not interested in sex.
No, I mean, you have to understand that the older a person gets, the less their libido goes.
And yet older men are interested in younger women for sex.
Well, because men are sexual well into their 60s. Men are able to father children well into their 60s, but women, by the time they're 40, don't not want to have sex anymore. But our evening out with older women is not about that. It's about bringing them flowers. Then we end the evening with a dance. Many of the things...
Wait. What is the dance?
Generally, on the Romantic Escort, we will wear either a powder blue or mint-green tuxedo. We wear Oscar de la Renta cologne. The evening ends. We walk them to the door, and many times they'll invite us in. We insist that the evening end with a nice cup of coffee. We don't want any alcohol. We plug in a portable CD player, and we begin our dance. Toby, Scott, and I are good dancers, and the women generally want to sit and see us dance.
What kind of dancing do you... So you have a romantic evening out, you take the women out, but you don't... There's no sex.
No, sir, there would not be, but the reason why I got into escorting older women is because then there wouldn't be any interest in sex, because escorting younger women, they want to have sex. Okay,
but escorting older women, they're not interested in it.
No, sir. I mean, like I said, I mean, they're old. I don't know what your question means.
Well, so the aging process for women is somehow takes sex out of that.
Yeah, old ladies don't want to have sex. I mean, we give them the dance, and the dance is pretty special. Since older women are not interested in sex, we don't do a lot of the hip grinding, but they're more interested in, I would say, figure skating type moves. So there's a lot of leaps and spins. Depending upon the size of our living room, generally most living rooms are big enough where we can do a couple of leaps and spins and twirls, you know.
And you guys, okay, and you're doing this in the tuxedo?
That's correct.
All right, interesting service. It's called Crouboutin Romantic Escort for Older Women, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Chris Norton, who is one of the primary owners. And we were just discussing this because of the propensity in recent days and recent months to see news about older women dating or marrying younger men. But there, Liza Minnelli, Meg Ryan, Bo Derek, they're with these guys for the romance, huh?
That is exactly right. And that's something people don't understand. Liza Minnelli doesn't need to have sex with her husband because, first of all, the rumor is that he's gay. I don't know if he is or not, but it wouldn't be surprising to me if he was. But they don't have to have sex anyway because the older a woman gets, the less sex she wants to have. And the Liza Minnelli story proves older women, all they want to have is romance and to have a man dance, to escort them to the different functions that they go to. And then at the end of the evening, we do throw in our dance. So once a woman turns 40, they go into I think it's called menopause or something. It's really hard for them to have sex. So that's why our escort service is the kind of thing I think that people enjoy.
So that they, at the end of this date you're talking about,
yes, sir.
You guys dance for the woman. You do this kind of dance.
They want to see us move around the room, and we're trying to respect these women.
And then that's the end of the date?
I finish my cup of coffee. She cuts me a check, and that's pretty much it.
Okay, I hate to say this, but they're paying you. Weren't they expecting sex?
No, sir, they don't. Remember, Mr. Henry, some of these women are almost 50.
I'm almost 50, okay?
But you're a man. Again, there's a difference between an older man and an older woman. Old men can keep going until they're 80, which is, thank God, because I'm a guy, and I'm glad that I know that I can have sex till I'm 80.
So no sex?
No, sir. I mean, the only thing we take off is our shoes and the cummerbund, which comes standard with a powder blue tuxedo, or if they request a mint green tuxedo.
All right, but it's either a powder blue or a mint green tuxedo that you guys wear on this date?
Yes. They can request a powder. Most of the demands are powder blues, but we do get a special request for the mint green.
All right, and then that's the night. They pay you?
Yeah.
These women are not expecting sex.
No, remember, again, they do have an interest in cuddling. They want to cuddle. They want to kiss.
Do they want you to spend the night?
Sometimes they ask me if I spend the night, and if they have, and I'll say if you have a spare bedroom someplace or a fold-out couch, I'm happy to.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. But when a woman says, will you spend the night, I don't think she wants you to sleep on a fold-out couch.
Well.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton from Crouboutin Romantic Escort Services. Chris, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm in the mountains. That's why it's a bit hard. Okay.
Go ahead, Chris. You're on with Chris Norton.
Okay, Mr. Norton?
Yes, ma'am.
I think you're showing a little bit of ignorance, and it's pretty insulting that you think a woman is dried up after 40. How about hormonal replacement? What do you think of that?
Well,
what do you think? You know, I am 60 years old. I have a body of a 40-year-old. I'm on hormonal replacement. My husband and I have sex 3 to 4 times a week. I don't understand where you're showing a lot of ignorance. And when you don't know anything about menopause, and how about varipause in men? Have you ever heard of varipause when men cannot function anymore?
Can I say that I'm having a difficult time hearing the caller, but I think she said that she is having sex and she's 60?
Yes. You said, Chris, that you're still active with your husband and you're 60.
See that?
Yeah, I have a body of a 40-year-old. Well, you know, it depends what kind of woman he's dealing with.
See,
anyway.
Here's the thing, a body of a 40-year-old, that's still pretty nasty. I mean, what I'm trying to say.
But please don't use words like nasty, okay?
No, I'm simply saying, Chris, our escort service, we don't provide sex. We provide what older women want, which is romance and dancing.
Okay. Okay, that's great, but please don't say that women are dried up after 40 because it doesn't occur. You have to get a little more knowledgeable in hormone replacement.
How can you have sex? You said you're sissy, right?
Yes.
I don't understand. How's it possible?
You don't understand? So I think think you're showing a lot of ignorance. I'm really sorry that you're like that. And to think that women dry up after 40 is totally ignorant.
No, but see, here's the thing, Chris, and I don't want to offend you or anything, but women who, older women that have sex, that's like, were you abused when you were a little girl or something?
Because why do you think she's abused?
Well, oh, my God, it's so ignorant. I can't believe it.
I'm saying...
How ignorant you are. I cannot believe it. And please don't use that word again about women being dried up, because it shows your ignorance, and I think you ought to...
No,
you probably should see a physician and know all about, read about women's menopause, and maybe you'll learn a little bit more.
No, I'm not saying... If you use Crisco or one of the more popular lubricants, I guess...
I'm not talking about lubricant. I'm talking about a physiological medication that people take... And women do not dry up after 40. That's my point. That's all. And you're showing a lot of ignorance. And I am so insulted that you think women are dried up after 40.
Now look at Chris. I realize that your escort service is not about sex.
It's not, Mr. Henry. I'm insulted that she thinks that just because if we were to escort this lady, we're supposed to put out for her. Because I'm not going to do. I dance. And
Chris, you're not asking him to put out for you, are you?
Yeah, that's what she's saying. Well, then how come you want me to have sex? I'm saying
nobody's asking you to have sex with her. You're simply assuming that older women don't have sex.
Well, the older women that do desire sex have had history of abuse.
Oh, my God. This man, you know, I'm going to hang up now because this man is too ignorant.
No.
I cannot. There's no way. So thank you very much for taking my call. I made my point.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris.
No, but she's saying, hello?
She's gone, okay?
Well, for her... expect me to have sex with her. Screwing a 60 must be like screwing a skeleton or something.
Okay, we don't have to use the word screw. God. 1-800-449-86. Phil Henry Show. I'm talking to Chris Norton, who is a partner in Crouboton Romantic Escort Services. They specialize in escorting older women. And the reason why is because they know that older women don't want to have sex because they don't have sex anymore. Older women want romance more than sex. And one of the things they do is escort these women on a variety of functions, and then at the end of the evening, they dance for them. Because according to Mr. Norton and his partners, the number one thing that older women want in a man is a guy that can dance for them. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Isn't that, what do you want to have sex with him? And there's an awful lot of concentration on sex.
Where are you right now? I'm talking with Chris Norton, by the way. He's the owner of Crouboton Romantic Escort Services. They escort only older women. And you only escort older women because you feel you have a good handle on what older women want?
Yes, sir. I think that we do. And I'm sorry that we're talking about sex, because it's... For older women, it's not about sex. It's about a good night going out with a young man who's dressed handsomely. We do our good night dance and have a cup of coffee. If she does request that we spend the night, they should have some kind of a day bed or a fold out bed for us.
So you're not gonna sleep with them.
We'll sleep with them if that doesn't involve sex, but that's not gonna involve no sex. Because they're old ladies are not going to, they want to be cuddled. They want to just for you to hug them.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Blossom. Blossom, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I'm just saying that guy is crazy. All he needs is a tail to be a jackass, okay? Because
what are you talking about, lady? I mean,
all you need is a tail.
Going out with old ladies.
Oh, shut up. How old is your mom?
How old is my... You bring my mother into it?
How old is your mother?
Why are you bringing my mother into it?
Isn't she a woman?
Yeah, but she's old now. She doesn't have no sense.
Is your daddy alive?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever ask them? You're
going to start asking about the sense life of my mama and dada?
Yeah.
Okay, what about you? I mean, you don't have no sense no more, right?
No, I don't have any sex anymore.
Yeah.
Because I don't...
exactly my point. That's
you know
exactly
why?
My point.
You know why?
And you're sitting there asking me for a piece of tail.
You know why?
She said you might as well be wearing a tail.
But you know why? Because I am too proud of myself to get mixed up with jerks like you.
Yeah, so you,
know
you don't have...
Saying?
No, because you don't
you
know...
You guys need to get a job loading a garbage truck, okay? Because you have no reason coming under here to chat all kind of garbage.
Okay, so in other words, you don't think we should be escorting...
Ask your mom if she ain't having sex at her age, okay?
No,
goodbye.
I don't ask my... I'm not asking my mom. That's an old lady who... She's having too much sex.
She just said she's not having any sex.
Well, she can't be that messed up. But, I mean, the whole fact of the matter is, for me to get into a conversation like that with my own mother.
All right. Look, obviously, that lady is upset with the fact that you are characterizing older women as being asexual. All right?
And I don't, Mr. Henry, I'm not a professional broadcaster like you. I don't know what a lot of these words mean. But I am saying...
You don't know what asexual means.
No, I don't, but I'm saying it...
Well, it means not having sex.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's what old ladies don't have. I mean, you hit 40, and they want us to dance. How come they want us to dance and to spin and to do the different moves?
Maybe they dig to watch you dance. It doesn't necessarily mean that they don't want to have sex. Here is Lynn on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Right.
Go ahead, Lynn.
Yes, Mr. Norton, you need to close down your business because you don't have a clue about women.
You
have it all mixed up. Women in their 30s and 40s love sex.
Who's having sex with them? Because not no man, no, not nobody that I know.
No, men are having... A lot of younger men love older women because of our maturity, our sexuality, our experience.
No, they go out with older women mostly on account of the money that you have. Believe me,
they
I know.
Appreciate us.
Bo,
they appreciate us because
okay,
of,
you know Scott Crudenand?
Because we're more mature. We have more to offer.
That's what they tell
and,
you.
And the thing about the menopause, you got that all screwed up.
What?
I mean, you don't know anything. You don't know anything about women. You need to just close your business down and get more educated on women because
okay,
you don't
do you
know what you're talking about.
Do you know Scott Crudenand?
Who?
Do you know Scott Crudenand?
No.
Do you know Toby Bo?
Who?
Toby Bo.
No.
Okay, both of them told me that the only reason why they wanted to have sex with a woman that's older is on account of the money.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
I mean, who would ever crave a dusty taco? And everybody that I've talked to...
Oh, come on, man. What are you talking about?
You are ignorant.
No, I'm
you saying, have no clue.
No, I don't have any clue.
Who wants an old, crusty old man? Who wants to see what a 70, 80-year-old
hey,
man?
A lot of... Oh, yeah? Ever heard of Anna Nicole Smith? Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
but,
you.
Yeah, but she got
thank
90...
You.
What?
Yeah.
She got $90 billion for doing it?
No, but she had sex with him because she wanted to, not because of his money.
She probably... No, she did it for his money.
No, she didn't.
She didn't
How
have,
can you prove
and,
that?
And Bobby didn't even have sex with him.
She mounted him.
Last time I saw the man, he was in a wheelchair.
She
barely moved.
She mounted him like it was the Winter Olympics. And everybody...
Okay, you got that line out. That's real good.
Well, how can she say she didn't want to have sex with him?
The guy's got billions of dollars. Do you think that factored in at all?
What?
The point is, you're clueless when it comes to women in their 30s, 40s, 50s. We still love sex. We still, yes, we want the romance and the dancing, but yes, we still love sex. So you need to,
okay.
You're
Lynn,
missing out, and a lot of men out there are going to miss out on great sex with great women.
I think you're misinformed. I think you're misinformed.
How can she be misinformed when she's...
Woman.
Well, no, but I think you're missing. There's an old saying that goes, Lordy, Lordy, look who's 40, okay?
I mean, you know,
at Louboutin Escort, we say, Lordy,
women,
Lordy, she's
women,
got a dry potty.
Whatever.
That is vile.
Women
that is
take
so...
Care of them. Women take care of ourselves now. We eat healthy. We exercise. We love sex.
Okay, I mean, that's not what your husband says.
Yeah, that's funny, man.
No, my husband tells me he loves it.
All right, thanks very much. That's really, you know, don't go to that, okay? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton says women at 40 are done with sex. The Phil Hendry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry.
My wife, Mr. Norton, is 45 years of age, and we have a very healthy, intimate life. What do you think of that?
Are you talking about having sex with your wife?
Yeah, that's what it means when I say a healthy, intimate life.
Mr. Hendry, I would suggest that you have your wife, at least somebody talk to her, because women over the age of like 38 who lie having sex, in many cases, were sexually abused as a child by a husband.
Oh, come on, man.
No, by a father or grandfather. If they thought they were, because they think they're still hot. If they thought they were hot, you know. And so I think that...
You're not going to tell me that my wife had that in her background, okay?
Well, then, there's something happened because... You're saying that you have sex with your wife.
I'm not going to go further than that, okay? It's really...
Okay, so you don't want to talk about it because you're covering up for something.
I'm not here to talk about my intimate life with my wife, all right? I'm simply saying to you, 45-year-old woman, healthy, intimate life, okay?
Yeah, but Mr.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Dean on the Phil Hendry Show. Dean?
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Why'd you cut that guy off? You made a valid point.
To Pilar. Pilar, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
Okay, first of all, what's this guy's name you're talking to?
You don't have to talk about me like I'm not here, lady.
Oh, whatever. Anyways, I think you're an idiot. I think anybody who would go out with you would have to pay for your services to tolerate you. They have to be forced to go out with you.
What are you talking about? I don't force women to
have sex with me. You are totally uneducated. Don't you realize women finally hit their peak at 38?
Yeah.
Where are you getting your information?
Yeah, okay. And other fairy tales.
Oh,
wait a minute. You're listening to woman after woman here.
Excuse me. How old are you?
Excuse me?
How old are you?
You're not asking me any questions.
Yeah, okay. So that means you don't know what you're talking about because you're not even old enough, right? You're not old enough.
You don't know what you're talking about. First of all,
you're not old enough, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
And how old are you?
And so how much sex have you had with women? Thank you. Okay. I have. I'm a man.
Yeah, I'm sure. Are you gay?
Women.
You must be gay.
No, I have sex with women. Are you gay? You must be having sex with women to talk about having sex about it.
Please. Listen to your defense.
You haven't said,
hold on.
You know, you haven't said one thing.
Yeah,
okay. See you later, asshole. Here is Sarah on the Phil Hendry Show. Sarah, go ahead.
Oh, is this my turn? Is this Mr. Snorton?
8686, boy. All right, Chris, you got your business. Why is your business called Crubaton?
I'm sorry?
Why is your business called Crubaton? What is that? Is that the city it's in?
No, I mean, that's... There's three... I thought I told you about this.
What did you tell me about?
It's Scott Crunan, Toby Bow, and Chris Norton. So we took the three names, Crunan, Crew, Toby Bow, Norton, Ton, Crubaton.
Crubaton Escort Services.
Yeah. And so far...
And how much business are you getting?
Well, we had one lady, she wanted her money back because she wanted sex, but she was 60, and I realized that'd be nasty. So
all right, thanks a lot, man. Good luck.
Yeah, okay.
1-800-4... What a moron. Wow. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
By the way, the voice of Chris Norton was performed by me, and the people that called in, well, they thought that was a real guy. And I bet you Pilar's boyfriend feels like a real schmuck right now. Now, in our flashback segment, Raj Fineen was on the program on Tuesday talking about how suicide bombers, well, they're running out of them over there in Palestine. But if any of your kids would like to join up, especially the ones with cystic fibrosis and MS and all those other incurable diseases, they'll strap a bomb to them and pay you 50 G's.
Phil Hendry's flashback.
I have an announcement to make about that thing that you said over the phone about children should come to Palestinian.
Yes, the medical children, if they're black or Hispanic, they come. We can pay them money to go into pizza parlor.
You are so sick and disgusting. How could you take your children or American children to go blow up because they have some kind of disease or sickness?
You get $50,000.
That $50,000 wouldn't worth my life. Not even $1 million. People are sick.
It's not you. I asked for your child.
You need to go to church and really, you guys don't know what God is or what heaven is. How could you tell these people they're going to get 6 or 7 virgins?
Oh, so you can turn your nose up at 50
You
G's.
Are disgusting. I would like America to send me over there to find your ass and bump your ass.
Wait a second. So who are you to blow your nose off at 50,000?
You don't have no kind of education at all about human life.
So
life is precious. You guys do not respect life. You guys don't know what is life.
I love life.
What is it to have freedom?
But if a child has cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy,
I would take care of him.
You can blow him up.
Why would I? If I have a child that is handicapped and I turn my child over you, that is like I'm committing a murder. That is my child.
But what if child says, yes, Mr. Fineen, I want to blow myself up, $50,000, go to God.
Listen, let me tell you something. $50,000 is no kind of money. I could spend that in a day.
Get you.
And if that's what you claim yourself as, $50,000, you people are so sick. No wonder you don't have peace in your world.
You know, I think it's interesting.
You don't know about life.
You
know, need to learn about life.
You lift your leg to $50,000, that can buy a big education for another child.
American children don't need $50,000. Life and freedom is worth more than $50,000, you fool.
Well, I tell you something. If
you need, if I had money, I'd come over there, put you guys in a camp, and teach you guys what life is and what God is.
You know, Marie,
because
I'd like to
say, don't know life or you don't know what God is.
Marie, I'd like to say that you speak for all of us. I think this lady's very articulate.
Hey, you know, you could use the $50,000 to buy fun with phonics. Because you got
American children don't need that crap.
Don't
American children value freedom.
Talk about you. You got
I don't need that
I work
hard just like any American children.
Watch the language, okay?
Listen to her accent.
What about your accent? I can barely understand what you're saying. I can understand her perfectly.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Okay. So in other words,
You have no common sense. You don't have no sense. You should go and put the bomb around your body go blow up yourself.
Yeah, why
that's
don't you
what
guys...
You need
that's
to
a
do.
Good question. Why don't you guys go blow yourselves up instead of asking kids to do it?
I would be willing to die for a Palestine homeland. I would do it tomorrow.
You know what?
Then why don't you?
I do not give promised land to fools like you guys.
I've got a couple of things I got to do.
Oh, you got a couple of things you got to do. Why don't you blow yourself up, too, like a suicide bomber?
I've got some appointments. Otherwise, I would do it.
Well, you need
to
do
it. I swear I would.
Don't come here and tell the American kids to give up their life for you. You don't want nothing. You don't even want what these children worship as God. You don't know what you're talking about.
You know, Maria, we are running out of Palestinian people. You probably got 12 kids. What's one gone for the cause?
Phil Hendry.
Okay, that was Raj. That was me doing Raj there, and there you go. And that was Marie. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry's show here. And don't forget our website. That's philhendrieshow.com. Let me spell it right. philhendrieshow.com. That's the Phil Hendry Show website. And you can listen to our audio archives. You can listen to our Listen Live, which means you get our show on demand anytime you want. You can get into our 30-day archive. You can get to our webcast archive. It's all available to you with a backstage pass. It's only $6.95 a month. That's right, for the price of a pack of smokes and a Mickey's Wide Mouth. You can have as much Phil Henry as you want. $6.95 a month. And it's a beautiful thing. So try it out. PhilHenryShow.com. And we're also look at our scrapbook, okay? We put up a bunch of pictures. Oh, we have the Guess the Ass results up on our website. Why don't I just go over there, as a matter of fact? It's kind of a sophomoric thing that we do. Kind of a 18 to 49-year-old male demographic-pleasing little segment on our website. It's called Guess the Celebrity Ass. And every week, we put up a new celebrity ass, and you have to figure out whose it is. And the results are up from last week. Jennifer Love Hewitt, 27% of you voted, and you were right. 27% of you thought it was Jennifer Love Hewitt's, and you were absolutely right. 25% thought it was Tara Reid, 20% Sarah Michelle Gellar, 15% Mandy Moore, and 13% Caroline Kennedy. Okay, no, I'm kidding. Soleil Moon Frye. Now, last week, my fine associate producer friend Chris Pelton put up Raquel Welch's ass. And I'd like to apologize for that at this time because, no, I'm kidding, of course. I'm joking. It was very lovely. But you gave the choices, let's see, Raquel Welch, or was it like, you know, Rosemarie or Betty Grable? I mean, whatever, you know. You got annihilated last week, brother. They beat you 75% to nil. But this week it was a little bit closer, and they got it. Jennifer Love Hewitt. So stay tuned for a new ass this week, or next week, I should say, Monday. And that's all part of our website, is what I'm trying to say. So, and that's free, but the audio archives, No. Gonna have to pay for that. Pay big time. You see, all of a sudden, I woke up one day and I said, that's right, I work for a living. And we decided to put all of our audio on a subscription-only basis. L.A. Times does it. Don Barrett does it. New York Times does it. They don't give away their stuff, and their stuff isn't half as interesting as ours. So guess what? We're charging for ours, too. And it's a lot less expensive than any of that other swill. So check it out. By the way, Don, I wish I subscribed to your website. What did Jamie, whatever her name is, say to you? Send it to me in an email. Communicate to me privately. I want to know. Who's the one, Jamie White? She said something to him like he was a turd or something. What'd she say? What'd she say, Chris? Oh, Chris says that Jamie White's a pig. Well, that doesn't exactly help the promotion of the informational segment of this program. Now, does it? Here is Jesse on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Phil, big fan here in Columbus.
How you doing?
Real good, man. I want to ask you something about the format of your show. I think you guys are real creative and within the format that you do, but do you ever think about calling other people?
Like, you mean doing prank calls?
Yeah, kind of like that, but, you know, highbrow prank calls.
Well, A, I got to get their permission to put them on the air first.
Oh, really?
B, I got to get their permission before I can even tape them. C, that don't make for a good prank call when you're letting them know it's a prank before you start the call.
Well, not really a prank, but what about calling up, like, Miss Cleo and messing with her?
Who's she? Oh, that, yeah, well, what do you mean, messing with her?
Well.
Tell her that she's on the air and then we start messing with her? See, the problem
like
with that is,
pretend that everything she said was true.
No, here's the thing. The problem with my program is my reputation precedes me. If we tell Miss Cleo that she's coming on the Phil Henry Show, she automatically or may automatically understand that she's about to get screwed with. Or somebody may get to her, and we may not know this. And so we put Miss Cleo on the air, and she's already been well briefed on the nature of our program. And so that when we try to do some shtick with her, she basically submarines us and blows the whole bit out of the water. I've heard that happen to other guys. It's really embarrassing when it happens.
Yeah, you're right. She's not worthy.
Well, I don't know if she's worthy or not, but she'd be totally worthy if I could put her on the air and do a number on her. But if I say you want to come on the Phil Henry Show, and somebody says to her that, you know, hey, that's the guy that puts people on. She may be, you know, forearmed is forewarned.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, I think it's great how you get away with so much, and you can get away with so much in America by just calling it a joke. You know, as long
as
it's
and
a
why
satire
not?
And a spoof, you can get away with it.
And why not?
Hey, that's great.
But they're in everything. You can't get away with, you know, calling it a spoof or a joke.
Right.
You can't say, you know, I can't say, hey, Russia has just launched an ICBM and it's about to hit Washington, D.C., and then say I'm joking. I've just violated the law. All right, well, you're out of gas. Jesus, that guy ran out of gas like the first 10. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. I don't want to be. They tell me, Phil, don't comment on people after they're off the air. That's very unprofessional. You jackass. And you've only been in the business now going on 112 years. Here's Stephen on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Stephen.
Mr. Henry, how are you this evening?
Fine, thank you.
I wish to thank you, first of all, for your show. I work very long and hard during the day and usually in the evenings, and I look forward to the time at which you come on the air so that I can actually listen to you.
Thanks.
So thank you. Second of all, I wish to thank you also because this has happened to me perhaps three or four times within the past year. I had the ultimate joy of actually revealing to someone today the true nature of your program because they listen from time to time, but they just never got it.
Right.
And I had the privilege of actually revealing to them the fact that you do the voices yourself.
And what did they say?
They were shocked. They couldn't believe it. They absolutely could not believe that you were capable of portraying your characters and yourself at the same time.
Well, and I'll bet you if you ask them, are you going to listen now, they'll probably say yeah.
Oh, absolutely. They listen. Like I said, they listened somewhat irregularly, but I guarantee they're going to listen all the time.
You just made them regular. All right, man. Thanks for calling. That was Art Bell's brother, and he was here's Peter on the Phil Henry Show. Peter?
Phil, how are you tonight?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, I was listening to your show yesterday. I thought Ted Bell's suggestion about getting a lesbian cure by getting a penis in her hand as soon as possible was a...
yes,
funny.
Absolutely. Although she put a railroad spike through his, what was that? What did she do?
Well, it's
she took an ice pick. Yeah, she tried to impale him with an ice pick. Yeah.
Well, that's tit for tat.
Although you know he's running, he's jogging, he's whistling as he jogs. That's kind of a nice touch.
Well, I mean, you ultimately get paid for the work that you
right.
do. Right. Hey, I was curious. I obviously this guy Osama bin Laden is a tough guy to track down, and you know I wonder whether a deviant mind is needed. A guy by the name of Jay Santos might be the kind of he might be the ticket that.
Yeah, Jay might be the guy to take a peek over the shoulder of what's going on over there in Washington. Although, you know, knowing Jay, he may wind up going through somebody's underwear drawer looking for Osama bin Laden. Doesn't matter where Osama bin Laden is, Jay's going to wind up going through your underwear drawer. What are you doing, Jay? Oh, I'm just looking for Osama bin Laden. Yeah, that's the 15th time you've been in my wife's underwear. Well, hey, look at Mr. Andrew. We're just trying to save lives. Okay, here is just one little story. An analysis of data obtained by the Pathfinder mission to the Red Planet in 1997 suggests there could be chlorophyll, the molecule used by plants and other organisms on Earth to extract energy from sunlight. So anyway, they think they may have found some kind of life or life maybe possible on Mars. But I didn't really bring it up for that. I brought it up for that face on Mars thing. You know that face on Mars that people talk about? When we were in Fiji... This guy is giving Marie and I a drive around the island, giving us a drive around Nandi. He says, do you want to go see the sleeping giant? And I said, yeah, let's go see it. So he drove us over, and it's actually a mountain range that when you look at it, it looks like a man laying down and sleeping. One mountain is kind of his face, and then you see his stomach, and then you see his legs, and you see his feet. And I said to the guy, oh, my God, there was a civilization here. That it was it's a guy. They built a guy. And what are you, an idiot? It's a freaking mountain range. I said, well, what about the face on Mars? Oh, okay, well, you know, can you get out now, please, sir? Because you're American and you are weird. Face on Mars.